Love is not real.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bad Vice on WMFO. I'm Nick.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Cosmo.
And this is Bad Vice, and you are listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I messed that one up.
That was awesome. Yeah, this is Bad Vice, in case you didn't hear, like, 2 seconds ago. It's Tufts University's only cheap, fast therapy show brought to you by three college students that don't know what they're talking about.
Not at all.
Entirely run by student submissions. And today's theme, appropriately, is ghosting, because I don't know about y'all, but we're celebrating Halloween still.
So. All weekend long.
All weekend long.
Doesn't matter that it's November.
Yeah. Also, happy Day of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Day of the Dead. Shout out.
Yeah.
So happy Halloween, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Happy post Halloween.
Happy post Halloween.
Happy Halloween weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you guys being for Halloween?
Oh.
Mark and I are doing a group Lorax costume.
Yeah.
Which so are
maybe
you the tree?
We need to play that at some point.
Oh, that's a classic.
God, I don't know what that song is.
The Lorax song.
Yeah, the Lorax song. You know how it goes.
Yeah, of course. That one.
Yeah. Neither Cosmo or I are going to be D-Lorax, but we're here to support our friend who is D-Lorax.
That's reserved for our very special housemate, Kai, who has already bleached his mustache, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, he's committed.
Nick, what's your character's name?
I want to say Ted. It's been probably 10 years since
I
watched
this. This is kind of like the milkman type guy? Am I wrong?
I think he's the narrator.
Oh, he's the narrator. Okay, that was so wrong.
Yeah, we should have watched it by now, but we haven't rewatched it.
It's true. Yeah. I'm O'Hare. Let it die. Let it die. What have you been for Halloween?
Yesterday I was Jigsaw from Saw. I don't know if anyone is familiar with that. I looked real scary. No, I didn't.
Zoinks.
But it was actually a last minute costume, so crazy how I
did you did people like recognize you?
Yeah, I mean, I did have like two spirals on my cheeks, so like pretty recognizable. But yeah, tonight I'm being Puss in Boots.
Yes.
Last.
Yeah.
God, what is the voice actor's name? Why am I blanking?
Antonio Banderas.
Yes, dude,
of course.
My goat. I maintain that movie was like the most recent one was one of the best movies of that year. I think it made me so unbelievably happy and also cry towards the end. I don't know if you saw it.
Of course I saw it. I did my research before doing this costume.
More accurate.
Wait, what, Puss in Boots or something else?
Yeah, Puss in Boots.
Oh, okay.
There was I think his origin story, and then a movie where he has like a girlfriend. It's a black cat.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. The lore is crazy.
Fur.
For real.
That's all I gotta add. Cosmo, you saying that was like one of the best movies of the year, just like, that's like a level of like, film knowledge that I can only aspire to.
Dude, I speak in superlatives and for the trees, apparently.
Okay.
But, great movie. You should totally watch it. I was shocked. I was like, I was not expecting to go into the Puss in Boots movie and cry and feel the entire spectrum of emotions in a 2-hour period. But by golly, I did. That was incredible.
I love that.
Big fan.
By golly.
Mm-hmm. I have a song request for later today.
Is it the Lorax song again?
No, again.
We're just going to play it twice.
Yeah. When I was getting ready, I was getting a character for my Nacho Libre costume.
Oh, right.
Yesterday, I played the Nacho Libre soundtrack. Oh, my God. That is incredible. It's actually wonderful. I think you guys would appreciate it if you haven't. I don't think you've watched it.
No. I should listen to it, though. Wait, but so you said you were a character from Nacho Libre?
Yeah,
do you
want
to tell us more?
I was the Nacho.
Wow.
You were Nacho himself?
I was, yeah.
Can you explain what you told me yesterday?
What was the vision?
I accused
Which
you
one?
Of Latinophobia.
Oh, yeah. So I did I was really curious. That was so funny, that text. It was like me, like, just backtracking. Like,
no, I swear.
I swear. No, so I, you know, obviously, the movie, if you haven't seen it, involves Jack Black doing like a Oaxacan accent for the entire movie, and it's really, you're just like, oh wow, like that's interesting, like why is he doing that? Turns out not only is Nacho Libre based on a true story, but canonically the friar that Jack Black plays in the movie, and also luchador, is white. His parents immigrated to Mexico, or actually they didn't, they were missionaries. They both died almost immediately after getting there. And he was then orphaned and raised by the church. So it makes sense that he is white and has an accent, but it is still so off-putting seeing it in the movie. You're like, how did Jack Black... Anyways.
But every time I see Jack Black, Jack Black, I'm like, yeah, it just makes sense.
Right. It, what about it makes sense?
Jack Black.
Just him? Yeah.
You know he has a lip balm brand?
Does he really?
That makes so much sense.
He probably has supple lips.
Yeah. Chapstick for men.
I bet that's what you were I bet that's what you were watching during the movie, of course.
I was watching for the plot and not his supple lips, for sure.
Of course.
Did you recreate that part in the costume last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice. Just pounded Vaseline on my lips. Yeah. It was great. Yeah.
Best way to do it.
Did you guys hear that siren for a second? What was that?
Yeah. I did hear that. I was a little
speaking confused. Of which, oh my god, last night was crazy.
Oh my god, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wow. Yeah, we had a crazy view of it because all of the cop cars were outside of our window. So mm-hmm. I was literally like, head out the window. By the way, no screen. Landlord just never put a screen in the third story window. So I was like fully leaning out.
We would have gotten a different type of tough.
Yeah.
TUPD phone call.
100%. I saw one student who ran through with a camera, like basically doing like a World Star like video.
Yeah.
it's like running, like getting angles of like the police cars.
Oh no. Yeah. No. When our other housemate Gid and I heard it, we went downstairs and we were just watching, and they managed to blockade the road like Boston Ave really fast, and then they put up a bunch of crime tape, and yeah, it was a huge response. It was a little scary, but I don't think anyone got injured.
You know, like I only open side chat when things like these happen because I got 3 calls from the Tufts Alert system.
Yeah,
it was like, what the hell is going on? Can I say that word?
H-E double hockey sticks.
H-E double hockey sticks is going on right now.
What the flip?
What the flip? And I opened side chat because, like, of course, we all used side chat in times of struggle.
It's true. Who was there?
And all the pictures I saw were just, like, the police were blocking off Boston Avenue, but there were just, like, random students in costume just walking through.
Like,
there wasn't an armed suspect at large.
Yeah. I was cackling because as, like, all the police, like, pulled up and blockaded it, like, whatever, 20 minutes passed by, we're still, like, looking at the window, they haven't moved. And I just see, like, this random woman just walking out from Pizza Days carrying, like, 4 pizzas, like, unfazed by the entire event, which took place in Pizza Days.
Right.
Yeah, no, I saw these two people, like, drive back, like, and they got out of their Uber, like, at the border of this, like, checkpoint the cops set up, and they're like, hey, can we go pick up our pizza? And they got their pizza, and this was, like, about half an hour after, so pretty freshly after the whole incident had happened. And yeah, I mean, Pizza Days are just committed to the...
They were stress eating. They got scared, and they're like, that's how they cope. And
did I tell you, I saw the chief pizza chef, or should I say reheater, in the gym the other day.
How dare you assume?
And, we all know their pizza's frozen. But they're open to 3 a.m. at least. No, but I saw him in the gym the other week, last week. And it was just such, like, an affront, because, like, obviously, like, you know, great to see someone lifting. But I was like, I know this guy from somewhere, and, like, he's not my professor, and he's not, like... my like friend's dad or something, and I was just so confused. And then like 20 minutes later, I realized it was the Pizza Days guy. So
it's Mr. Days.
Mr. Days himself.
It's Pizza Days himself.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was not wearing the socks. But
You gotta introduce yourself. I feel like I don't know why. I feel like you guys would make some connection, and then you'd get like free pizza or something.
For sure.
You know about the whole like, I think it's either 25% or 30% discount that you can like always get all the time.
Online.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, if you're pulling, I can't speak. If you're paying full price for Pizza Day's pizza, you're doing it wrong. You can immediately get, it's either 25 or 30% off, like always.
I wish I knew that. Anyways, 2 weeks ago when I ordered 3 pizzas for my 2 group. That's and it came out to almost $60.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You dropped a bag on them.
I also
heard. Did you even get the free socks?
No.
Oh.
I just ordered on the phone. That's how I normally do it.
I heard a Jack Burger update. You guys know the Jack Burger right next to Pizza Days?
Yeah, of course.
Oh. It's like that one burger place that is
everyone's favorite. Yeah, everyone's favorite Medford Ghost Kitchen.
Yeah.
Right.
You know they now are selling food on DoorDash. You can like order off DoorDash and get...
Wait,
in person.
You should order off DoorDash and give a review next week. I think the people would love that, actually.
Yeah, we bring just 3... triple cheeseburgers into the studio.
No, we can't.
ASMR.
Mukbang. I don't think the FCC has any regulations against
that. WMFO itself does.
Yeah, Well,
if you're listening, if you're quality controlling us, we won't do that,
we'll
guys.
Just,
I swear.
How about we just crush them like 2 minutes before we come into the studio and record the whole thing and just play it back on?
Yeah.
Oh my
sense.
God, genius.
Yeah. Like, guys, it's the start of our budding ASMR career.
Right.
Wait, you knew it was a. I guess you did say it was a ghost kitchen, which would imply that you can order food from it online.
Yeah. No, I'd heard it like a couple months, not like a couple, like at the beginning of the year. But then also like someone mentioned that like, I think you can order like. quote unquote Jack burgers in the Pizza Days like cash like front, you know what I mean? So y'all could go to the Pizza Days instead of being like, oh, like I want like a, you know, like reheated pizza and like a $20 tub of Ben and Jerry's. I could be like, oh, like I want a Jack burger with fries on the side too, and maybe even like one or two milkshakes. But the whole thing is so bizarre, right? Because you go to Pizza Days and like Jack Burger is right next door, and but you can't walk into Jack Burger itself, which just doesn't sit right with me. Even though I know how ghost kitchens work.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see the food being made. I don't want to, like, just get it mysterious.
Yeah. Well, if you want to go into Google Maps right now and look
I'm looking at the reviews. And,
yeah, this is not sponsored, by the way.
So just not a great name. Like, Jack Burger? Like, what? Or well, what are we doing here?
Maybe that's Mr. Days' son or something. Who knows?
Okay, we're Google mapping this. How are our stories looking on it? Do we have anything on there?
Well... I hate to say that we got no mentions.
You know what?
Not this week. You know, some weeks are better than others. Like last week, we got a lot of really good submissions about...
That were 100% real.
Yeah, about like something like... it. Like the plot was very similar to Shrek. I don't know what that was about, but yeah. and then we got a really erotic submission about the Whomping Willow.
That's so true.
So
we did.
Yeah. If you miss that... Yeah.
Oh my God, guys! I'm gonna read the reviews. This honestly might be better than a submission.
Okay.
So they're currently ranked 2 stars. It also there's like 10 warnings on it, being like hours might be incorrect, location might be incorrect.
Oh no.
So here's our top reviews. This one says, "Ghost kitchen run out of Pizza Days restaurant. Uses AI generated images. Menu only has 3 items." Double cheeseburger for $20, cheeseburger for $16, French fry for $7, $4.25 soda. Mm. Not a big fan. Also, there's like 10 hearts on that review. Next one says, very suspicious listing. Their prices are also insanely ridiculous on DoorDash. $21 for burger. $21 for burger. plus $7 for fries, $4.50 for drink. That one has a response from Jack Burger himself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, Jack.
Which just says, I'm going to read this exactly. Burgers come with fry. Total 21.
Oh, okay.
That's Burgers.
I think I want a freaking Ugger.
Oh, no. Sounds like they have a great social media team. Maybe not so great back kitchen.
I think we should start working for Jack Burger. Yeah. I think we can get the graphics up. No more AI-generated images, although Cosmo uses those
Dude,
a lot.
When I hear Jack Burger, I think of Travis Scott Burger.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember how that was like a meme for a minute?
I did.
Yeah. Did you ever get it? Be honest. Yes, you did.
No, I wanted to, though. I wanted to get the... Did you see the Krabby Patty that they did at Wendy's?
I did not.
Was that more recent or not?
Oh. That's just so disappointing.
Never mind.
You're so disappointed in me.
Wendy's would offer a Krabby Patty.
Yeah.
I'm not going to elaborate,
but it was
just
a huge marketing ploy because it was the exact same as their regular burgers. They just served them, I think, like upside down or something. Or like they put the lettuce on the other side.
Yeah.
God.
It's impressive.
It would have worked on me. I'm the biggest consumer of all time.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Tell them.
Tell them. Speak on it.
Speak on it.
Speak on
You love capitalism.
Dude,
I love it.
One thing about me, you know what? This actually doesn't really transition super well into that, but is anyone else's parents very susceptible to Instagram ads?
Yes.
Yes?
My mom is on Instagram Reels at all times. I don't know how.
My dad, too.
Oh, no.
Get them off that. Like.
My dad recently... Love him. Shout out Trey. Shout out Treyway. He got an Instagram ad for like assorted nuts.
Oh,
like pistachios.
but whose nuts were they?
And they're called Cosmo's nuts. And my dad got a chuckle out of that, and so he sent me not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 assorted Cosmos nuts.
Wow.
And they're delicious. So.
Five of them.
But here's the thing. I wouldn't trust buying food off of Instagram ads.
Yeah.
Me neither. I feel like that's on the same realm as TikTok Shop.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, just like...
I don't know why I'm
you're just twirling
I was like twirling
my headphone cable. Okay, anything you gotta say to me? Like,
okay, sorry, wrong one, guys. Might be.
But... No, like... I just lost my train of thought. Like,
you were saying Instagram ads. No, TikTok Shop.
TikTok Shop. Thank God my mom is not on TikTok, because I feel like if she saw the things, the deals on TikTok Shop, she would be buying from them left and right.
Oh, no.
And the issue is that you have to make a video of it if you, like, want to get a discount. I'm, like, my mom would not do that. But she would, like, force, like, not even, she wouldn't force my, like, us to do it for her, but, like, I'm just like, thank God she doesn't know about it, because she loves Temu. I'm not going to lie. This is like Temu, but on TikTok.
They talk about the effects of TikTok on kids, but not parents.
That's true.
For real.
I have something that kind of combines both Instagram and food here, but also AI. I think I showed this to Kai. Maybe I don't think you use Cosmo, but I came across his Instagram page on my Explore page a couple weeks ago, where basically it's just all AI-generated food. But it has this name. It's like basically it's like this restaurant that pretends, it's like this fictional restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretend to be like the best restaurant in like Austin, like two Michelin stars or whatever. And it's like very realistic AI food photos. And then the best part is they also have like an entire like AI generated like kitchen of chefs.
Yeah.
With some of them like with really suspect names. I wish I could find it right now. But it's hilarious, right? Because like in the comments too, you have a bunch of people who actually believe it. And I don't know if they're selling anything per se, so maybe it's not the same as like parents buying something off Instagram. But at the same time, it's just crazy because it does not exist, but it's like posing to be like it has like an actual fake address and everything. And there's just people like buying into the whole lore behind this restaurant. And it's run like it looks like it's run by like a professional social media team. Only thing is it's not real and it's all generated images.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw an account like that. I'd be curious to see that. I saw one similarly that posts. So the deceptive part about it is that nowhere in the bio does it say that the information is AI.
Yeah.
It's only like if you go into the comment section, they comment out a bunch of hashtags and like a couple of them are AI, but like you have to be looking for it to see it.
Right.
But they post historical photos.
Oh.
So it'll be like whatever, like Las Vegas in like the 1930s or something like that. And it's a completely AI generated photo if you look at it, because like some of the people are like completely like, you know, like misformed or whatever, like just not, they don't have hands or whatever it is. But they do it for like really old stuff too, like 1800s photos or whatever. Uh-huh. And it's like, these are not real pictures. Like, these are not, but people in the comments are like, wow, heart emoji or like, tagging their friends. And a lot of people are like asking if they can see like more of these ones or, and that's to me the scary side of AI, where it's like the literacy aspect is just out the window and you're convincing what seems like, at least from my anecdotal evidence, like people who were not kind of like raised in the boom of AI technology. So like generally maybe like older folks were seeing this and like taking it as fact because, you know, there's no disclaimers that would help them, figure it out otherwise. That's been a thing for sure. We've had stuff in our family group chat get sent that's AI.
Really?
And of it's course.
Like, it's classic. Like, oh my God, what's happening?
Yeah, no, my grandma, I love her. she got a birthday. I'll pull it up on my family WhatsApp to show you guys.
The family WhatsApp is a scary place.
It runs deep in my family too.
It does, yeah.
But long story short, it's my grandma's birthday back on
September 9th. Happy birthday to Nick's grandma.
Thank you. And so, like one of her like friends who's also on WhatsApp.
Of course she is.
Might be almost bedtime in Croatia right now. But one of her friends sent her like an AI generated like birthday shout out, but it had used an image of her. So basically like it's like an AI generated image of her with like a bunch of like birthday gifts and balloons and stuff. And then she like wholeheartedly believed this and was like, oh, like it's like look how nice this drawing like this friend made for me is, like, you know, I can't believe it, whatever. And no one in the chat even had the heart to tell, even though like I think everyone else that's younger in the chat could tell it was AI. And it was just really kind of surreal because like I don't even know how, like if I was like next time I'm calling her, like I don't know how I would begin to explain like he did like this friend didn't actually draw it. And so I don't know. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's a real thing. I'm trying to find, my dad and I were sending each other AI-generated songs back and forth to each other. We were just, like, dissing each other, like, on these AI-generated songs.
ChatGPT diss my dad right
now. They're great. So that's the one thing that I've seen AI is really good at doing is, like, the music stuff.
Really? No. Okay, wait. Huh. I know you guys aren't on TikTok like I'm on TikTok. Amid my young Sheldon TikToks, I get, like, AI-generated songs of, like, let's say it's, like, a new song, like, Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club as if sung by the Glee Club. And it's literally AI-generated voices, and it sounds
and it's good,
so...
Right?
And it's good. And it's, like, it's a little bit scary because, like, you know, like, you think, like, one thing that AI couldn't take away is, like, singing and, like, talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when it sounds that good, like...
It's scary.
It's scary. Like, AI is going to take over the world, starting with Glee cover songs. Everyone make sure to thank ChatGPT after you ask it for a question, though. Like,
genuinely.
Yeah.
100%.
Anyways.
Cosmo, what you listen to
I'm
over
listening
there?
To the ones that my dad sent me. I'm trying to see if they're not appropriate.
Maybe not.
Okay, sorry. I'm like... What? Okay, hold on. I'm playing this from the beginning. You guys keep talking. I can't do this.
Okay, well, I was looking for my own AI evidence of this birthday shout-out, and I can't find it now. But I wouldn't be able to show it on there anyway, so...
Wow.
Yeah. Well, on to this week's topic.
Ghosting. Speaking of AI, our topic this week is ghosting.
My conclusion from, like, the fact that there are no submissions makes me think that
no one got ghosted.
Like, no one ever
got, like,
ghosted.
Particularly our fans are just so, like, goaded. They couldn't.
That's so true.
Get ghosted.
Have you ever gotten ghosted? Or do you want to speak on it?
I was talking to Cosmo on the way here. And, like, I don't think so.
Really?
Like, in
Have
terms
you
of,
ghosted
like,
someone?
Yeah, I mean, like, normally cool. not. But, like,
normally.
A couple times, like, you just have to because someone's like, well, you, I feel like you, okay, you guys,
ganging,
like,
up on you right
the,
now.
The interrogation started fast. So back to our fans. I think it's really impressive that none of them have ever been ghosted. Kudos to all the listeners out there right now.
Okay.
Can I really quickly, now to take us back to the AI thing for a second?
But, oh, my God.
So,
but
Lauren, our wonderful housemate, was watching Her last night. I don't know if you guys heard. Okay, I hadn't seen it. There was a point where we were like, oh my God, like, this is so unethical. The fact that, like, someone could be, like, fully, like, in love with a complete, like, AI, like, chat bot and, like, having it, like, talk to them and fall asleep and whatever, all that kind of stuff. And then we were like, oh my God, wait, people do that now.
Yeah.
Like, that is actively happening.
Yeah.
That is horrifying to me.
Yeah.
That is truly, truly horrifying to me.
Imagine getting ghosted by that too.
Dude, oh my God. That's when you know it's bad.
Like, imagine ChatGPT just ghosts you.
Please update your credit card details by tonight.
That's funny.
Yeah, I can imagine that happening.
Anyway, speaking of Her, we have a submission from last year that we want to read because I think,
okay.
I don't know if we got to it last year when we did our annual ghosting episode.
Right.
But I think it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's hear it.
I went on a date with a girl and we hooked up after and she left her earrings. I wasn't into it / didn't like her. The next day, my grandmother, who I have literally never met in my life, died. She came to she came back to pick up her earrings and seemed like she wanted to come in and hang out. And she was like, how's your week? And I was like, pretty bad. My grandmother died. Sad face. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I left. I ended up dating her best friend.
That's it?
That's it.
Wait, so what's who... Where is the ghosting in this?
I think the
that?
Ghosting is that he...
Your grandma, sorry.
The grandma.
Sorry, bad joke.
Well, he did say in parentheses, or she, they, said, who I have literally never met in my life.
I would... Wait, okay, I missed the first part.
Yeah, because, like, I think the issue here is that they weren't into it, and then this girl was, like, into it, and instead of, like... ending it like a normal person, they use their grandmother's death as an excuse.
You're right. It's funny because we literally had this exact same conversation, I think, the last time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we did get to it.
I think we may have, but remember talking about
we
this.
We have new listeners.
Yeah, we have new fans. Mm-hmm. New freshman fans are tuning in.
I wish we could just like auto pull up like a clip from last year and see if our opinions have like changed.
I think my opinion.
Jamie, pull up a clip of that.
Exactly.
I think my opinion has stayed the same. I don't know. I feel like using your grandmother's death as an excuse is so sick and twisted. But like, also, I get it. Like, you needed an out, and you had that. And I can't.
What's the saying? Use it or lose it.
You know? Exactly. Like you had a good excuse and you used it, and I can't. Like, real recognize is real. Like,
yeah. Game is game.
You know what that reminds me of? You ever, in like middle school or like I don't know, lower school, like something bad happens to someone, like their dog dies or something, or like a relative dies, and then like the day is about them, you know? And that's good, and that's good, and it should be that way.
Yeah.
Were you ever like a little bit jealous, like somewhere deep down?
I think you need therapy for that. No.
Yeah, no, I can't say I relate.
Oh,
I
don't know, man. Can't say.
I don't know. I just remember there was this, we had this thing called Star of the Week.
Oh my God.
Where, like,
we also have that. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so I think the gist of it was that, like, you get some special treatment and you, like, sit in a special chair or something during, like, class
get, like,
readings.
You get attention for a week.
That's basically what it is. It's just, like, an attention thing. I remember there was, like, a week where someone was supposed to have it. But then someone's like dog died and they got it over them.
Oh, that would have made me so mad.
If I was that person, would I have been really upset that their dog died? Yes. But also.
I would have been really upset.
Deep
that
down. You know that there would have been some other feeling too.
Oh, no.
No, you know what? I would have been really upset.
I don't know.
They could have gotten Star of the Week any other week.
I'm
that
telling
was
you,
my
God
week.
Forbid I be vulnerable. And
so is this your personal story?
Yeah, so I was the other kid in that story. No, I do. Sorry, this is a crazy transition.
Yeah,
one of the songs downloaded that I had made for my dad.
Oh, would you like to play it, please?
Yeah, tell me. Sure. I hope this doesn't sound too loud.
We can.
Wait, hold on. It's for my dad. Dude, I love AI songs. They're so good.
Hot dog it all
hot
day.
And I was like, that's not
that was great.
Eating wieners is his only ambition.
I remember my dad and I were sending those to each other. We were making them, like, generating them off his app and sending them at, like, 2 a.m. to each other, like, just from different rooms in the house.
Oh, boy. That's
what
the
app is this?
Brain
asking for a friend. Can I have it, please?
It's called Udio. Free. I will happily free advertise for them. It's great.
Oh, my God.
Speed run. Yeah.
Noted. Noted.
How do you spell it?
Wait, hold on. Let me find AI music. Oh, okay, no. It's either it's Studio AI. Udio is a different one that I think you have to pay for.
I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, right? Me neither.
Wieners in the morning.
So you just, wait, so like, how does the building process work? That you just put in your lyrics. What can you customize? Are there aspects
so
of the song?
You can do, there's one of two ways you can do it.
Yeah.
The first way is you write all the lyrics yourself. And then you can do like a theme of some sort. Like you can pick like country or pick like pop or whatever. And then it'll sing the lyrics to that genre. The other way that you can do it, which is what I did, is if you are not creative enough to come up with all of the lyrics or you don't want to, you can say like what I did for that one, which is make a song about a guy named Trey who loves wieners. And obviously it like self-censors, like it's not going to be like, oh, we think you're talking about a different kind. And then you can put like, you can make the style as specific as you want. So I put whatever, song about Trey who likes wieners. In the style of a new pop country song, or like you could literally do the name of a singer. It usually doesn't, it might throw an error being like, we can't do that. But if you be like, be uber specific about their genre, Yeah. Like, I don't know. If you want to do like a Drake song, you'd be like, whatever. Like,
yeah, I mean, like you would want to do a Drake song.
2010's like Toronto rapper, like whatever.
Okay.
And
we're not going to name.
2010's Toronto rapper.
It'll usually get the gist and allow you to do it if you don't say their name.
Yeah, definitely. Party next door.
Time for a firearm safety PSA.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, we need a PSA related to that.
That was a crazy transition.
Yeah.
But I think this is related to the Boston Avenue.
Considering what's been going on.
Halloween 2024.
But by the way, do you know what happened? Because Nick and I kind of found out more details.
I don't.
Slightly more details.
I don't know if we can say that out. Well, actually.
We can't? Well,
yeah. Keeping the public informed.
It's like Medford community, yeah. It's educational radio. Apparently from what we heard, and also maybe you can confirm this, there was like an argument outside Pizza Days.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
Yeah.
As all arguments happen.
And one guy, why is that one ripped out?
I don't know. Anyway.
Dang, they did not like that one. Argument ensues. It's kind of like getting heated. This one dude is like, whatever, like, I'll show you or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what he said, but then he like shot his gun into the air.
Yeah.
Three times.
I counted eight times.
You counted eight?
It was confirmed.
Oh my God. Wow.
Were you just like sleeping through this? What were you doing?
No, dude,
I was
fully awake. I just thought it was three. Weird. Okay.
I don't know.
I guess that's what's it called? The witness issue where it's like people aren't.
Yeah, you're saying I'm a liar.
No. I'm saying I'm a liar, man.
I don't know. Between seven or eight. Also, it was funny because like, I had my windows fully open because it was like actually like 65 degrees last night. Shout out climate change. And
shout out.
So like I heard it extra loud. And then I was talking to some neighbors who were a little closer to the scene. And they said they heard like they saw like bright flashing. But yeah, and then apparently like the suspects just ran up the streets and these police tried to chase them. Like they were looking all over with flashlights like throughout the night.
Hmm.
And I think they maybe found like one out of the two people they're looking for.
I know they found shell casings too.
Yes, exactly.
On that note, this is the firearm safety PSA.
Let's hear it.
No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling a firearm. Rule zero. Why are we starting at... Okay, I don't know why we start at rule zero. Rule one is usually where one starts. Rule zero. All guns are always loaded. Rule one. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule two. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. That was a public safety message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Cosmo.
You guys ever shot a gun?
Nope.
No.
I'm from Florida.
Yeah.
And you haven't?
I haven't. It's crazy. I'm like the only person there that hasn't.
Have you, Cosmo?
I have. I've shot a gun a couple times. Mm-hmm. I went to a sleepaway camp when I was younger.
Okay.
Shockingly enough, in California, so I don't know what's going on with you guys. But they had like a little 22 rifle shooting range.
Okay.
And they're all like kind of
at sleepaway camp.
Yeah, it was awesome, dude. All of my most formative memories happened at this sleepaway camp.
Interesting.
Nick and I actually want to do this show alone.
The exit's right out that
dude,
way.
It was awesome. So the camp was like really big on. Like
guns?
This kind of sticker system. Okay. No.
Second Amendment rights?
If you achieved like certain tasks, whether it be like with like the horseback riding that they had or like, you know, friendship bracelet making, you would basically get like a almost like a Boy Scout sticker that you could add onto your water bottle.
Aww.
And there was
How
one.
How many did you have?
Not many. But one of the few ones that I did have, because my friends and I were like, this is so cool. And like, I don't know. Yeah. Was the riflery range one. And in retrospect, like, I mean, it wasn't that bad. They were like tied down. So you like couldn't point them. They were in a very narrow kind of angle of movement. All like facing this target. And then you just like load in like super tiny 22s. Yeah. Do that.
Wow. Uh-huh.
That was one time.
I feel like you would start with a BB gun. At a sleepaway camp. But you know what?
Yeah. Well, they also had that.
Oh, okay. So, my apologies. You just went the big boy
route. They said archery.
Huh.
Did you do archery?
They were actually training us to be, like, warriors, I think. Archery was fun. Archery actually was my favorite. They had paintball. I did not like paintball.
Paintball?
I was not good at it.
Yeah, remember when we played paintball last
time? Yeah. We got to bring more people to that. We got to bring our house to that. That'd be really fun.
We're going to mob it. Well, it's senior year for sure.
Yeah. Jinx.
Oh, that was so
Jinx.
Cute.
Guys, we're adopting each other's.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is you just like you were him and you collected as many stickers as possible at this camp.
You could say that. You could say that.
Okay.
Did you guys do camp growing up?
No.
Like no? Very briefly, but like not like for maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
I remember talking to you about this.
Yes. I just didn't like being away from home. I don't know.
Aww.
I know. Like aww. I mean now like I'm like I mean college is like sleepaway camp, yeah. So I'm doing it here, but nah. I mean, a couple weeks. It was fun. I don't know. I felt it was like a little repetitive for me. Yeah. I require some deeper intellectual stimulation as a child.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I remember. No, please.
I didn't do sleepaway camp, but I did Hunger Games camp.
Oh.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Wait, so that implies that you were the last one surviving, and you made it.
I did. I'm the survivor of the Hunger Games. No, Katniss Everdeen in the my. The year before sixth grade, I like.
So fifth grade.
Yeah, no, but the summer.
Oh, okay.
It's like going
the year before.
The year before sixth grade.
Sorry.
Three years after second grade.
Approximately 2015 here. So we're 100% correct.
I went to a Catholic school for 1 year, right after I moved from Mexico, and for some reason, all my friends at this school were like super into like. Hunger Games, Divergent, The Fault in Our Stars, like this was that era of like literature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we were what, like 10 years old? We should not have been reading that. But my church hosted a Hunger Games camp in which awesome. They would simulate the Hunger Games with a bunch of 10, 12 year olds. And instead of like obviously killing each other, it was kind of like they gave you a pool noodle. And if you hit someone with said pood, no.
They made you do what?
Sorry, guys. I got really excited about the pool noodles. Yeah, if you hit someone with said pool noodle, you would win. And I remember the first time we played it,
mm-hmm.
I got out in like, I think I was like, you know, I was one of the first ones. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, I accept that I wasn't the best at first. But... there was this kid that won that round because he hid behind one of the cars, which wasn't allowed, but he was, like, working harder, not smarter.
Yeah.
And so he won because he hid the entire time. And then
boring.
The next round, they were like, guys, you can't do that. So I was like, okay, say less. I climbed a tree, and then no one was able to hit me with a pool noodle. So
then you ended up winning.
So I won.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I just did the wrong.
Literally. Anyway, some like legend says I think the movie was like inspired by me because Katniss does climb a tree to do that. And obviously no one else knew that because no one had read the books at this Hunger Games camp. But I did.
Yeah.
Because I had a superiority complex.
Inspirational.
So. That's awesome. Wait, so was there like an aspect of worship to it? Like I don't
worship. What like do you mean by
you're
that?
You're saying it's like a Catholic camp or something? Or?
No, my church had like a recreational department. So like
okay.
We would have Hunger Games camp and then we would like it was during the week and then on Sundays we would just go to church.
Right.
So okay. I guess like there was an aspect of worship but it wasn't built into the camp.
Yeah, no, I heard about how like they tried to reach out to you first before Jennifer Lawrence and they were
Yeah, they were like, "Oh, she's just like too Mexican." No.
She's too Mexican? Oh my god.
No, she's just like too young, like her prime is coming soon, like.
And Jennifer Lawrence was like a little bit less Mexican.
Yeah. And
okay.
So, like, obviously, they were like, "Oh, we want her."
Got it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
that's the lore.
You know, I was
it,
supposed
I
to be mm-hmm. in the movie.
Right.
Yeah. For sure.
I like how the guy who actually won the first time did like what they did in the movie. Wasn't there someone who like camouflaged and like hid themselves?
Yeah.
Is Peter? Is that his name?
PETA.
Is it actually PETA?
Yeah, like the bread.
Oh my god, that's
and
so funny.
And he's a baker.
That's so funny.
I'm going to be so honest. I thought you were saying PETA, like the one from the Family
Guy. That's what I heard when she said PETA.
I was like, I really hope you're not going there. Nice. Yeah. I've never watched or read The Hunger Games.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh my god.
I know.
Start.
And I'm silly. I guess we all have different
It's
routes.
Good. It's really good.
Yeah, you should read the good. Books and then, you know, we should all stage.
I mean, look, at this point, I don't want to watch the movie after hearing, like, what they did to you. But... there's ever a sequel or like you know like an adaptation somewhere else like I would watch it.
Nick's in solidarity with
you. Yeah, thank you. I really 100%. Appreciate that, Nick.
No, I got it.
You know what? I could have been a star. I could have.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure.
I'm a star.
I mean, it's also partially because I just like, do not have the attention span to sit through most movies, but
yeah.
But also like it'll be because, you know, like they didn't hire you for that role.
Right, of course, and that's like the first and principal reason.
Yeah, as Bad Vice co-hosts. Cosmo doesn't look like he has the same commitment here. He's ready to rewatch Hunger Games tonight.
I'm like rewatching it in my mind right now, like staring at the wall. I'm just trying to think about what happened. If you guys, I'm curious. I think this is a question my sister once asked me. Hmm. If you could become the protagonist of any movie, what protagonist of what movie are you becoming?
Katniss from the Hunger Games.
Would you really want to do that?
No. Okay. Young Sheldon in Young Sheldon.
Bro.
There's a movie of that?
Young Sheldon, the movie coming soon.
And I will be
John. Biopic.
Yeah. No, I...
Yeah, what role would you be going for in the Young Sheldon movie?
Role of Bazinga. I am Bazinga, yeah.
I'm quoting you. I am Bazinga.
No. That's good. What would you be, Cosmo?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of... Low-key, it might be Nacho Libre.
Of course. No.
I don't know.
Wait. No, wait. Were you just dressed up as that yesterday?
You know, I was.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah, I knew there was a guy that looked like Jack Black running around.
Yeah.
On campus.
It was you.
Yeah. I don't know who I'd be. I'm thinking about it really hard right now.
It's just like every movie has like... a conflict, and it's like, why would I want to have a conflict?
That's true.
Yeah.
You know what? I would be Jack Sparrow. That's my answer.
Ooh.
Doesn't he like die? No, he doesn't.
Dude, don't spoil it.
I thought this was common knowledge.
No, I mean, I don't think he does. Maybe he does in the very end of the movies, but we all die in the end, so that's
fine.
You're
so right.
It's about the life you live.
That, 100%. And if the life that I live is on the high seas with my chum and my scallywags, I would be okay with that.
What I'm hearing is you want to be SpongeBob.
Dude, I literally want to be, I want to be a swashbuckler so badly. It's crazy. They don't want to see a guy swashbuckling nowadays.
No, they don't. Yeah. Bring swashbuckling back.
Yeah, I agree. Bring it back for sure.
Bring it back.
Who are you being, Nick?
I mentioned it already. I'm going with Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
But I think specifically like number two, because New York is cooler than like
what
suburban Chicago.
What happens in number two versus number one? I can't remember. Other than your favorite scene.
So number two, number two, they like are going to New York. Wait, oh no! I know this scene.
Fake fan.
I'm forgetting the plot line. Well, he basically just ends up in New York and he's by himself, and he like ends up like taking up this like some sort of like cousin or aunt's house, and like manning the house himself, but then the crooks find their way to New York, and they try to like, invade. Sorry, I'm using IR terms here. They try to like rob the house. And then he teams up with this like pigeon lady from Central Park, and I won't spoil the rest of it, but I think that would be so cool because like for me, like obviously, like, you know, as a kid you get inspired by a lot of films or movies, but I think this is just like the most like relatable, but also like very like most relatable because it was like realistic, but also still like this would be so cool. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whereas like other films, like, you know, like Peter Pan, like it's cool, but like, you know, like I'm not a cartoon and I'm not gonna fly to Neverland.
That's true.
So I can't relate as hard.
That's true.
Well, I feel like if you were to embody Peter Pan, you could fly.
In my imagination, sure.
Okay, never mind. Then.
Right. He's not with it. He wants to be.
I'm too much of a realist.
He wants to be.
The other thing is that gets you pretty close to Jersey.
Just
in case things go left, you could always.
They say Home Alone 2.5 is actually made in Jersey City.
It's never made it to theaters.
While we're on the note of this lovely franchise. Can I ask, have you guys ever seen like the more recent like Home Alone's that came out in like the last decade or so?
No. I didn't even know there were any.
There was like a brain rot one that was like came out in maybe 2015. Okay, so like more like a
Ohio.
Free brain rot. No. But actually it might have been in Ohio, but or somewhere in the Midwest, so it always is. No, but like the issue is just like it was like these two kids and their parents go to a holiday party, and like all the kids do is like they don't have any like crazy like booby traps anymore. It's just like they're just playing like video games and like sending texts on like some like prehistoric social media app. Like, it was genuinely, like, just, like, a, such a terrible movie all around. But it was also, like, kind of, like, I don't know. Like, it left a really bad, like, taste in my mouth because I was, like, you know, this is, like, they're using the Home Alone name. And they tried to adapt it to modern times, and it just flopped so hard.
Yeah.
So that was kind of, like, my not my Roderick moment.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Definitely.
Period. Not your Roderick.
Not anyway. My, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's that time of the hour.
Is it?
Oh my god, an hour passed?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh.
That's actually insane. Did that feel like an hour to you guys?
No.
I was like not paying attention at all. Wow. Weird.
Yeah. Honestly, we should just stay on for the next hour because it didn't feel long enough
to us. Hijack the next show.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Nick, do you want to read us out?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, it's after 55, so this has been Bad Vice, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO,
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And now, we show Nick how to turn on Rivendell, which is...
We're doing the automatic songs.
We're doing the automatic?
Yeah,
okay, you don't want to lead out with your own...
our own song? Then we have to leave so that my computer would just stay
there. Fair enough. All right. audience, prepare yourself for the most seamless transition.
Rivendell is
on. You might need to turn Rivendell on.
Sorry, guys. Usually...
So, Nick, you're going to mouse over to the...
Yeah.
Kind of the... Yeah, that one. And then click the green on next to the red off. And then click start.
And now you can transition.
Started already.
You got it.
It's going. All right. Well, this has been Bad Vice. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll hope to see you back here next Friday at 1500.
Yeah. Same time next week, guys?
Yes. Same time next week. Make sure you guys know your military time. 1500 is 3 p.m.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. When the world gets in your way, what's the point in all this screaming? No one's listening anyway. Your voice is small and fading, and you're hiding here unknown. And your mother loves your father, cause she's got nowhere to go. And she wonders where these dreams go, cause the world got in her way. What's the point in never trying? Nothing's changing anyway. They press their lips against you, but you love the lies they say. And they tried so hard to reach you, falling anyway. And you know I see right through you, cause the world gets in your way. What's the point in all this screaming? You're not listening anyway.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
This is the epic.